and welcome back to Here Come the Sun, your weekly Connecticut Sun podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gauthier, and I'm recording a special midweek podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 21st, the day after the Sun beat the LA Sparks at the TD Garden in Boston. I fully planned on recording a podcast when I got home last night, but I truly didn't even really have a voice left by the time I got home. Now that I'm fully recovered, let's dive in. On today's show, I'm going to recap the game in Boston itself, and then I'm going to talk a bit about the reactions to the game from the players and from, you know, sports fans in Boston and across New England. First, let's talk about the game itself. With Dawana Bonner on the bench, the Sun starters for the game were Dejanay Carrington, Breonna Jones, Alyssa Thomas, Marina Mabry, and Ty Harris. After the game, Coach White explained that DB volunteered to come off the bench, and after some changes to the starting lineup in the past two games, it seems like Coach White's just trying to put together different pieces to see what works best for this new-look squad after acquiring Mabry in the midseason trade. As Emily Adams put it in her write-up and for the Hartford Courant, the new lineup struggled a bit to get started, allowing a 5-0 run for the Sparks in the opening minutes of the first quarter. So that was that wasn't great. I actually wasn't in my seat yet, so I then had to watch some highlights from the start of the game. I got stuck in the traffic getting up to the balcony there. But as soon as we got in, we saw Carrington and Harris hitting some shots that helped bring the team back into the game in front of the sold out crowd in Boston. At the end of the second, Ty Harris hit a massive buzzer-beater three that put the Sun up 41-35 going into halftime. The last time I was at the TD Garden, I narrowly missed Peyton Pritchard's buzzer-beater three to end the first half in what would be the final game of the finals. So I was very happy to be able to be in my seat and see this one drop. The TD Garden crowd absolutely erupted. I think it was on their mind as well. And Ty got to soak in all the love, and it was really a beautiful moment. Just seeing her on the court holding up the threes. It was great. Not so great was the third quarter and the start of the fourth. Both teams really cooled off, and in the beginning of the fourth, the Sparks started really hitting and ended up tying the game. But then the Sun, who were according to themselves really boosted by the crowd, did what they do best, and they turned their defense into offense. Breonna Jones jumped on a loose ball, and I know that I went absolutely feral up in the balcony, and tons of fans there with me were doing the same thing. And time again, the Sun were making big stops and scoring on the other end. It was just that classic Sun defense turning into offense to boost them, when they had been falling behind in this game. Also, big moments for me, I got really emotional anytime Veronica Burton was on the court. She grew up nearby in Boston. She's a Celtics fan. Her family works in Boston sports media. Her dad has for a very long time. And knowing that her family's there, being in this place that means so much to her when it comes to basketball, I can only imagine what it meant for her. And for me, just seeing that, it was getting me teary-eyed, up from, between all my screams and shouts up from the nosebleeds. So that was also a powerful moment. Another fun moment was when Sparks head coach, former Sun head coach Kurt Miller, got ejected from the game. It was late in the game, but he went onto the court to argue about a call. The Sparks were basically out of the game at this point, but he gets ejected. The fans loved it. Talk about putting on a show for the new fans in Boston. And Dejanay Carrington did that classic baseball umpire, ejection sign, get him out of here. And it was incredible. It was an electric moment, one of the many that I've seen at the Garden, and one of the many I've seen, watching the Sun. And then also there were some beat LA chants. There were some that happened totally naturally. I heard those, I think, going into the fourth. And then there were some that they played a little bit of it over the speakers to get everyone going. But there were some more beat LA chants. And honestly, just listening to that, sitting in the TD Garden, I realized I was truly living a dream of my own. I've seen a relatively lackluster Celtics-Lakers games, but watching Sun Sparks at the TD Garden beat LA chance, it was everything that I could have hoped for. Ultimately, the Sun win the game. The team named Dejanay Carrington as their player of the game afterwards. And after the game, Coach White was heaping on some praise for Dejanay. She said this in her post-game interview.
I think Nay is a front runner for most improved player. I think Nay is a candidate for a first team all defensive team. And, we look at numbers all the time, and she's consistently holding opponents' best perimeter players under their averages.
Alyssa Thomas also had a great game in Boston. She didn't score at all in the first half, but really showed up in the second half. She ended up being 1 point and two assists away from a triple double, which is absolutely classic Alyssa Thomas. It was just a great, entertaining game of basketball, even if it wasn't always the prettiest game that you were watching. The fans loved it. It was a close game, and defense won it in the end, which is always what I'm looking to see. And so it was a really fun game. DeJounte had a team high of 19 points. Breonna Jones had 15. Ty Harris had 14. Those were the players in double digits for the Sun. And yeah, it was a great win over a team that they needed to beat, and getting back on track in terms of their playoff seeding. And so it was a good game all around, even focusing just on the basketball elements of the game. But beyond the basketball of the game, first of all, Boston really showed up and showed out for this game. I bought tickets basically as soon as this was announced, and I ended up seeing so many friends that I didn't know were going to be there at the game. I was, scrolling through friends' Instagram stories and seeing folks at the game. Had some friends texting me saying, I assume you're here. Where are you sitting? I'm sitting here. And so it was great to see all this excitement for the Connecticut Sun here, in my home in Boston. They had the fan fest outside, and they had the, all sorts of things going on. It looked like the Celtics playoffs outside for, a regular season Connecticut Sun game in Boston. So that was really, really exciting to see. And so talking about some of the reactions to this game, I'm going to start with the reactions from the players. Afterwards, Breonna Jones, who again, I think got some of the biggest crowd reactions for her hustle plays in the game, tweeted, "Playing in front of a sold-out crowd at the TD Garden was such an incredible experience. Thank you, Boston, for showing up and showing out." And I could just tell, look on her face, that she had a great time with this game, and I had a great time watching her at it. And I know that, like, Boston fans, especially, as insofar as folks there are Celtics fans, like, those are the things that Celtics fans got really excited for. And, players have said before that they play in a similar way to the Celtics, where it's defense first, it's team basketball. There's not really a lot of hero ball coming from any one individual player. And so I was not surprised that Boston fans were absolutely losing their minds over those hustle plays and those defensive moments that really stood out in this game. And so I was glad that Breonna Jones got to put that on display, as well as Alyssa Thomas, in a similar way. DeJounte Carrington was actually interviewed on the court after the game, and she was saying, about how much it meant for her to play in front of a crowd like this, how much the team loved it, and that she was hoping that this wouldn't be the last time that they play in front of a crowd like this. She was saying that, she hopes that this is just the beginning of being able to have crowds like this and in environments like this for the Sun team. And after the game, Nay and Alyssa Thomas were on the podium for the post-game press conference. I'm going to play a couple of clips from their presser. One thing about this show is I always try to give flowers to the folks who cover the team and the league all the time, but I wasn't actually at the press conference, and when you're listening into the audio, it's a little hard to tell who was asking questions, and it's a little hard to hear their questions exactly, so I can't give out shout-outs individually to folks who were asking the questions, so I'm sorry about that. I want to say a big thank you to the reporters who were there in the arena, some of whom are, 100 miles away from where they usually work to cover this team, and they showed up here to cover this historic game, and so thank you for being there and for covering the team. And a special shout-out to our friends of the show, Noah Dalzell, who I know was there and was tweeting about the experience, and also to Brendan Glasheen from NBC Sports Boston getting to call the game, in front of a packed TD Garden crowd. I know that he had a great time. I saw that on his social media, and just shout out again to you, Brendan. I hope this was a moment from your dreams. But anyway, asked about the experience of playing at the Garden, DeJounte and AT took turns answering that question.
It felt like what every night should feel like.
I mean, it was great. I mean, the fans were going nuts. Mm-hmm. I think it's just exciting to see where basketball has come, and I've been in Connecticut for 11 years and we have a great fan base there. But at the same time, I mean, you see the opportunity of what possibly could be.
I love that Alyssa Thomas shouted out the fans in Connecticut in that moment because, I think that some fans online were thinking that the players were throwing shade at Connecticut and, at the Connecticut fans. And I don't think that was the case at all. I think, you know, you can both be so excited about the experience of playing in a bigger arena, in a bigger market, and, you know, and having a, you know, a sold out crowd that's nearly double the amount of folks that you can normally fit in. And so, like, it makes sense that they were excited. And also, they've heaped praise on the Sun fans in Connecticut all the time. And I know that they all appreciate the fan base that they have there. So I wanted to make sure I played that clip because I think it's important that AT shouted out those fans. And as it often goes, they were kind of asked a similar question about what it was like stepping onto the court and, you know, moments from the game that meant a lot to them.
Yeah, it felt great. Even in warmups, like, people didn't get here at halftime. They were here 2 hours before the game, excited, ready. And I think it's, like I said out there, it's incredible to have this kind of a turnout on a weeknight in a city that's obviously not our home. And against a team that's below 500, you know, I think that just shows how special this city is. And especially when it comes to sports, and, you know, all the sports teams here win championships. So hopefully, you know, that'll rub off on us and we can get one in October. Definitely hope this isn't the last time that there's a women's game here, especially for our team.
No, it was a great atmosphere. You know, I mean, women's basketball, I keep saying this is trending in this direction. And I mean, we've been in Connecticut a long time. So to play in front of a fan base like this, I mean, I think it gave us another level of energy tonight.
All right, now I'm going to get into some of the reactions that I'm seeing online from some folks in, you know, sports media in Boston, and also a bunch of fans that I'm seeing. You know, I'm seeing some conversations about how to bring the W to Boston more often. You know, Boston is, you know, one of the major sports media markets that doesn't have a team inside their media market. You know, Connecticut is kind of just outside. Obviously, they're still on NBC Sports Boston, so they get, you know, they have a similar TV footprint, but, you know, with the team being a little farther away, it's a little different than how fans in Boston usually experience their sports. And, you know, first of all, I just want to say that, like, to those pining for an expansion team in Boston, I personally really hope that isn't how this plays out. You know, as a fan that's based in Boston, I love that Connecticut Sun are New England's team. They're our team. They're my team. And, you know, I understand that it can be difficult getting down to a game at Mohegan Sun, especially if you don't have a car. You know, I feel for you. It's hard to get there. You know, you're taking Amtrak, you're getting a shuttle bus. You can't always get one back at the end of the day. So maybe you're, you know, you're paying to stay the night. But, you know, and truthfully, you know, I don't go to nearly as many games as I wish I did. And part of that has to do with the travel required. But truthfully, I hope that this game inspires more fans across New England to travel down to Mohegan Sun. It's not that far. And, you know, travel to see the team that they love, which I'm hoping would be the Connecticut Sun, in a similar way that people travel from New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine to come see the Celtics and other teams in Boston. And so, you know, I'm hoping it creates that relationship rather than people's just thinking, oh, well, this was a lot of fun, and I can't wait till we get our own team. You know, this, for me, the Connecticut Sun are our team, and I'm hoping that, you know, the Sun can be the team for other New Englanders and especially other Bostonians, you know, going forward. That said, you know, like Dejanay said, I'm hoping there's more games in Boston, right? I'm hoping this isn't a one-off. This city loves sports, and, you know, right now, Boston is welcoming a new women's soccer team. We just had the first season with our new women's hockey team. And I know that Boston fans, you know, you can see it from that sold out crowd. Boston fans want to see the Sun in Boston more often. So hopefully there's, you know, at least one more game next season. Let's hope that, you know, we can get up to the point where there's a handful of games to really help solidify the Sun as New England's team. You know, selfishly, so that I can get home a little earlier. Maybe I will actually record a show right after the games in Boston, you know, in the future. The other kind of aspect of some of the chatter online is, you know, that after this game in Boston and all the success of the events around the game, you know, the Fan Fest, the youth sports event that they did over the weekend, there's some renewed chatter about the Connecticut Sun moving to Boston in the future. Personally, I think that, like, for better or worse, the Sun are probably eventually gonna end up moving closer to Boston. especially, you know, there's the Boston Celtics are in the process of being sold. They currently rent from the Bruins. So right now, you know, there's issues around where a team would be able to play in Boston, but, you know, I think ultimately, you know, it could be a matter of time, depending on how the financials work out, that the Sun could end up moving, or at least moving to a bigger stadium, whether, whether or not Mohegan Sun Arena gets a renovation to fit more seats, or whether they, you know, build something nearby, or if they build a little closer to Boston. I think that the team is going to have to find a way to expand their own footprint, especially given the lack of their having their own practice facility. And again, the size of their arena compared to the sizes of arenas of other teams across the league. But ultimately for the Mohegan Tribe and for Mohegan Sun, like, it doesn't really make sense to move the team, right? Like, they're making money by having folks come down and go to the casino before or after games, you know, go to other events at Mohegan Sun, you know, eating at the restaurants and bars that are there before and after games. It's great business for them, and I understand it, and I personally am excited to be able to root for a team that's owned by Native American owners, the only team in the country like that. And so, you know, that brings me immense pride. And I'd be sad to, you know, if that were to no longer be the case, if the team were to get sold or something. But, you know, maybe that'll end up being the better investment for them. But, you know, ultimately, I think that bringing the team around Boston more often, I hope that could be enough to get more people to just drive on down to Mohegan Sun, and catch a game there, you know. And also, I want to say that none of this stuff is being, like, reported. You know, it's all just chatter. It's chatter from some folks in the media space, but a lot of fans, also a lot of people who maybe are from Boston. This was their first time watching a game, right? And they're like, this was exciting, and I want to see this more. Man, I wish this was here. But maybe that will translate to them heading down to Connecticut to watch games too, and I hope that that's the case. And ultimately, I just hope that in the meantime, you know, before any of these decisions are made, before anything else happens, that more of, you know, my fellow fans in Boston are taking the trip down to Uncasville, you know, watching this incredible team at home in Connecticut, where I will note there are absolutely no bad seats, because the arena's small. You get a good view basically wherever you are. I enjoy that. And also, you can get Krispy Kreme after the game, and that means a lot for me personally as someone who is a bit of a sugar fiend. Okay, that was a lot of monologuing for me, so I'm going to call it there. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode. If this is your first time listening, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're getting podcasts or and on YouTube. If you've been listening since the start of this show, please share with your friends and with fellow Sun fans. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. It'll help other Sun fans find the show. Lastly, as always, I want to hear from you. I'm always checking our DMs on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. You can find us at CTSunPod, or you can email the show at CTSunPod@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 617-903-7683, and you can hear your voice on the show. I will play the voicemail on the show, and you know, whether it's a question for me or a question for a guest that may be on the show, or just, you know, a celebration from after the game, I'd love to hear your voice on the show. I'd love to bring in the listeners onto the show. Thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you all Monday here on Here Come the Sun.